Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generations with Terry Sayer and Kelly Fox.
Hello, and welcome to Fearless Generations 12 Steps to Freedom. This is Kelly Fox, and with me I have Terry Sayer. And tonight we are talking Step 1 Awareness, and we're going to be talking about healing and how healing can come when we become more aware of our choices and why we've made some of our choices. We are also super excited to have on the show tonight with us Debbie Turnus, and she has been on the show with us before in years past, and we are so excited to have her back on the show tonight and talking with us about awareness. Terry and Debbie, hello.
Hey, hello. Kelly. Hey, Terry.
Welcome, Debbie.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. It's really great to talk to you guys.
Absolutely. We love having you on the show.
Well, I love to be here. It's always so exciting to talk about the stuff that we're so passionate about.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, that's one of the main reasons why I love doing the show. Not only I love, you know, seeing that a lot of people are listening, and so hopefully that means they're getting something out of it because they keep coming back, but I love just having that at least one time a week where I get to plug in to, you know, Fearless Living and talk about it with, you know, other coaches and, you know, just people who are also passionate about it.
Yeah. Awesome. I'm really excited about the topic.
We haven't had you on the show for a little bit. Do you want to give us maybe a quick, you know, catch up on what it is you're doing? Maybe anything you have going on that our listeners might be you know, interested in?
Sure. I actually, I'm a mentor. So I have four students who are mentoring,
wow,
who are currently going through the coaching program. I know, I'm so excited. I just got two new students this week. So excited. The thing that I love about that is that there are just more people who want to help more people. And,
mm-hmm,
you know, with the topic that you're talking about tonight, right, awareness, raising the awareness of people. And even if somebody just has an awareness of a behavior or a thought or a pattern that they're doing and they can, you know, make themselves a better person by changing that, it's just an awesome thing. The other thing,
mm-hmm,
that I have also been doing is working with a gal who, her name's Karen Clark. She's a social media expert. She's a speaker and an author, and she's very, very in tune and up to date with Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, all of the social media platforms. And I've been working with her and being a guest coach on her calls with one of the courses that she's giving about, it's called Savvy Sponsoring. She works mostly with direct sales women. So really,
mm-hmm,
drilling down to how, you know, how do you sell? And Fearless Living just like it so perfectly fits into that because there's so many ways that we don't talk about what we do, how we do it, how we can help people, how it can benefit them in a sales situation. You know, your fear jumps in there and gets in the way and gives you all kinds of stories that are not true. And so it's been a really great pleasure to have been invited and then to be able to help more women expand the businesses that they're in to enrich their lives, to enrich their families' lives, to give them, you know, new freedom, you know, if that's what,
mm-hmm,
they're looking for, some financial success. It's really, you know, anytime I have the opportunity to, like, coach and support and help people out, I love that.
Awesome.
So that's
so
what
cool.
I've been up to.
Yeah, busy lady, huh? Mm.
Yes, but that's okay.
Yeah, yeah, being, hey, you know, to it, you know, if it's all in freedom, it's all good, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. So, absolutely.
Yeah.
I do it so that I have extra income to travel and have, you know, to do the things that I want to do. And I think that mm-hmm. that's really important, you know, especially, you know, up in my area, what, a week and a half ago, half a town burned down and three counties burned up, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
it really kind of puts things into perspective. You know, as I was packing my car to plan to evacuate if I needed to, I was really faced with making those choices. And so that kind of just, you know, helped me solidify the path that I'm on. So I, you know, even though it was tragic for so many people who were affected, it actually affected me in a much different way.
Yeah. That actually made me think, because my focus on the show has been, well, it was my first focus and it's kind of stayed with me, of paring down my house and kind of getting rid of things because, you know, with eight people, we accumulate a lot of stuff. And that would be an interesting exercise to do with the kids. Like, if we had to evacuate our house, what are those few things that you would make sure that were in the car with us when we left? And really, you know, really start to think about, okay, what would actually get in the car? You know,
mm-hmm.
that would be really interesting to do with them. Like, would they want their stuffed animals? Would they want their clothes? Would they want, you know, the 50 million art projects that they feel they need to keep? You know, what would actually make it?
It was interesting because I found myself, because it was probably on the third day when the fire was, like, in the next town, ready to come over the ridge of
mm-hmm.
the Sonoma Mountains. That I started thinking about, oh, my gosh, like, what would I take? I was paralyzed by it. And I didn't have
mm-hmm.
to go. I was just only preparing. So I can't even mm-hmm. imagine, like, what it might be like if someone was knocking on my front door and said, get out now.
Yeah.
So I really was looking around my house saying, what is it that's so important to me that I would use the space in my car to put that in there?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, a lot of things, because we have so much great technology, right, photos and things, a lot of those things we already have electronically saved. So grabbing
mm-hmm.
all those family photos isn't necessarily the thing that I would grab. So it
mm-hmm.
was an interesting reality to face without having to face the consequences.
Mm. Yeah. What a great awareness.
Yeah,
since we're talking awareness tonight, I think that's, I mean, we've been talking to different people, and it's weird how, like, people get affected by it in different ways, because even if they're not in the situation, they get affected by, you know, disasters in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people are, know someone, you know, closely related, or, you know, or they're not attached at all. It's just from images that they've seen, you know, and it affects them, you know, so differently. And, you know, we've had conversations, my husband and I have had conversations with different people, and it's just so interesting how people react to situations even further away with Florida and, you know, other places over there. I can't remember exactly who all got affected, but, I think Mississippi got hit really bad too. Yeah. Or, you know,
Texas,
with all of the water.
Mexico. Yep.
Yeah. And in one of my other circles, my makeup circle, we have a sister who lives in Puerto Rico, a makeup sister
mm-hmm.
that lives in Puerto Rico. We haven't heard from her since the hurricane hit. So we still have no idea, you know, where, you know, what's going on, what her situation is. And, you know, and at first, you know, the first couple of days, you know, everybody was asking for updates constantly. And now it's like, maybe, you know, it's like almost like people are, you know, afraid to ask, like, where is she?
Yeah.
You know? Right. And so it's, you know, with all of these things going on, you know, even with Mexico, with the earthquakes and, You know, and things like that. It's pretty crazy, you know, and hopefully it does, you know, give you that opportunity to step back and think, what would I do in this situation? How can I, you know, prepare myself in the best, you know, way I could for a situation mm-hmm. like this? And
yeah. Even being aware, yeah. like, how much fuel do you have in your car?
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know about you, but I like wait till the little red light comes on and then wait till the flashing mm-hmm. thing says, oh, you've got 12 miles left on your car.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but just being yeah. aware of that, because if you had to get in your car and leave, I don't know about you, but 12 miles has not taken me very far.
Nope. Nope.
You know, it may not be far yeah, enough and, away.
Yeah. And that's an interesting point as well. You know, do you have, I know, Terry likes to think of half a tank is empty. So mm-hmm. she always at least got half a tank. For me, I always go down to the bottom. How much can I squeeze out of this tank before I have to, you know, fork over another $50, you know, or something to fill my tank back up?
That's yeah. a good thing I do that too.
Yeah,
I would have been sitting on the side of the road last week with a empty tank of gas if I hadn't done that with that accident and sitting on the grapevine for 2 hours and going 5 miles.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, I would have been
me, was,
out of it.
The other thing that it kind of like brought my attention to was my parents always have cash stashed at their house. My mom's constantly telling me you should have something because if there's no power, you can't go to the ATM.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was the other thing it prompted me to do was to get some cash to have it on hand. And so
mm-hmm.
you know, just kind of like the gas tank thing, it was like I like seeing my savings balance at a certain level. And then taking that money out put me below the level that I'm comfortable at and that I've, like, worked so hard to get to. And it was
mm-hmm.
really, like, the mindset of it's not that I don't have that money. It's just not right there. And so it's
right.
that awareness as well, right, trying to reconcile those two things. So that was interesting as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know you were – the topic today was really about awareness as it pertains to like healing,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's a really it's a really interesting way of looking at awareness. I know that you and Terry both know that I ended a long term relationship over a year ago, and part
mm-hmm.
of my process of that was being aware of, you know, right after, like, how do I feel sitting at home by myself? Like, what's my body feel like? Do I want to eat? When I'm eating, you know, am I eating because I'm lonely? Am I sad? Or am I just hungry? And paying
mm-hmm.
attention to all of those different, like, ebbs and flows and being aware was, it was very healing and made me realize that because I started going to counseling again, and I thought, I just really want extra support so I can talk through the things that I'm thinking and feeling and know that there's somebody there who's not judging, who is just kind of a witness there for me. And that was
mm-hmm.
really incredibly healing because sometimes she would, like, say things back to me that I just wasn't aware that I was doing, and it was really,
mm-hmm.
really healing. It was really incredible.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I think that.
Was,
go on.
Like, I really was making an investment in myself, and really had to have again, like, that awareness that I'm worth it. I'm worth that expense. Because
mm-hmm.
there was a time that I didn't want to spend the money on that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And really, that was me. It just didn't.
Mm-hmm.
It just felt more, I don't even want to say necessary. However, the thing that I was aware is that I wanted to be healed before I decided to have a new relationship. And being mm-hmm. healed before I had a new relationship was more important to me. Mm-hmm. It was of the utmost importance to me.
Yeah.
So it's just interesting in the whole healing process.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's a whole different way of looking at it than the way that I was approaching it. And so that's why I love having coaches, other coaches and other points of views on our show, because then you're getting more than just, you know, kind of what I think about it, but you're getting what how other people have used it and how other people approach it and how you can use awareness to heal yourself in so many different ways. So I love that.
Yeah. Well, I have to tell you, when we were at the retreat, and Terry, this is what I wanted to actually tell you, is that when we were at the coach's annual retreat that we have every year, Terry, you came up to ask me if I was okay, because you noticed that I was, like, off, or there was just something not normal for me, I guess. And I want you to know that I didn't even realize that I was processing something so important. It just didn't, like, I didn't realize that how I showed up on the outside was so reflective of how I felt on the inside. Okay, so now this is going to make me cry. The thing that was so important in that moment that you said that to me was I was being seen. And I for so long have always felt like I had to like buck up and you know, be strong and push through. Like, that's just been my life, right? And in that particular environment, it was safe for me not to be, and it was safe for me to be seen in a vulnerable state and for people to witness that. It was so incredibly powerful for me, because you asked me and two other coaches asked me, and it wasn't until after I like sat for a little while with it that I realized that you saw me.
Mm-hmm.
You saw that I was hurting or processing, just that you could see that there was something going on, and that was so important to me, and I really want to thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, I think that, you know, we have awareness around our own processing and our own journey, and those awarenesses really do heal and help us to continue on our journey. But it's also an awareness of other people and just awareness of people's energy, awareness of people's engagement, you know, awareness of those around us that we can feel and see that they, you know, there's something going on there. And that awareness is a gift that, just like you felt like that was a gift. There's been times in my life when I've just felt so loved and seen. I think that's a great way to say it. When people recognize that they're aware enough of other people's processing and other people's pain or other people's challenges, that they're willing to step out and be vulnerable as well, because that's a, you know, vulnerability on both sides of the, you know, sides of the situation. So it's not always easy to follow that awareness or to listen to that awareness and take action on it. And I think that that can lead not only to personal healing, but as you said, you know, it's someone saying the right thing at the right time that can really help others to heal or to be about, you know, to see that that they're valued. And that's one of our greatest human needs, is to feel like we belong and that we're valued. Yeah.
I love that you speak about like the vulnerability and the courage that it takes as the witness to actually say something, because that can be really uncomfortable. It could be sensitive. It could be one of those areas that could be, you know, misinterpreted. And that really does take a lot of courage, and it opens the, I think it opens the door for people who may not ordinarily be willing to be seen in those moments.
Yeah, and that's what I love about our community of Fearless Living is that, you know, we really do develop these I like to call it intuition or sixth sense, intuitive feelings, and we have the courage to act upon them because we've developed this trust and willingness to be vulnerable with one another. And I mean, I'm down in LA right now supporting a workshop where seven of my favorite coaches are here as well. And just being able to, well, I know Kelly, you're not here, but you're one of my, both of you are one of my favorite coaches. But it's amazing. It's amazing to be able to watch these I call them girls, but to watch them and the willingness we have with one another to be vulnerable and to support each other and just to, it's, I just feel so blessed to be a part of Fearless Living community and feel like some of my closest relationships are with the people in this community because of our willingness to be aware of one another's needs and have the courage and the vulnerability to assist one another and to do that with no judgment. I mean, it's just, to me, that's a real gift to be able to do that for one another. And tomorrow's our last day. We've been down here for 6 days and I'm really want to go home, but at the same time, I'm going to really miss this for, you know, this camaraderie and this collaboration that we've been able to have, have with each other. And it's kind of like we should be sick of each other because we've been together so much. We just came off from New Jersey being, five of us roomed together we supported a Fearless Foundation workshop, and then we had a Wheels workshop, which again is part of our Fearless Living community. So we were there for 6 days as well, then came home for just a few days, and then down to this workshop. And it's just, I'm thinking, oh, I'm not going to see these guys again now until probably June. And I'm going to miss them a lot just because of that, what you're talking about, Debbie, that willingness to be seen by one another, to support one another, and just to have that courage to be vulnerable. Because that takes a lot of courage to be vulnerable. At least it does for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the thing that I love about that is we get to practice where it's really safe. So then we have the courage to do that when it's not as safe.
Mm-hmm.
And really be a demonstration of what it looks like to do those things.
Mm-hmm.
So it shows leadership and courage. And for me, the more I do it, the easier it gets, right, to have those, you know, maybe a challenging conversation or to address something that I'm witnessing.
Mm-hmm.
It just becomes easier. And when people are able to witness those interactions, either because they're the recipient or they just happen to be in earshot of that, it helps to give them courage to know that it can be okay for them to do it as well.
Yeah. What keeps coming to my mind when you guys are talking is about being willing to hold that space. And that's something that I think we do as coaches, but it's also something that we do at workshops, you know, for the participants that are there. And at the retreat, it's something that we kind of do for everyone. It's almost like we're all holding the space for each other. And, you know, in a intimate, you know, one-on-one conversation or when we're having a group conversation, you know, in with all of us, I feel like we're all holding this space of where everyone can, you know, kind of throw whatever in and it's okay. So that's one thing that I definitely love about our community is that we all are willing to hold a space for each other and, you know, whatever we need to show up as in that space, it's okay. And I think the more that I do that at those events and while I'm coaching or here on our show or you know, it's easier for me to do that for myself. And I think that's kind of what you guys are saying. It's easier for me to hold that space when, you know, I'm having that rough day or I need to have a rough conversation, you know, or a more difficult conversation. I can kind of hold that space for myself and know that I'm really not alone in holding that space for myself. I have all of, you know, all of the coaches and the energy that comes with Fearless Living and holding that space with me as well. And so that's what I really love.
You know, it makes me think about conversations that I've had in recently about kindness and awareness. And one conversation I had, someone was sharing with me, actually it was my sister. And she said, well, because she's a manager at work. And she's like, I don't know, I just get so tired. I just, you know, I tell these people, how many times do I have to tell them when I'm training how to do something, blah, blah, blah. And my response is, well, you have to tell them as many times as it takes for them to understand. She's like, well, I don't have time for that. And I'm like, well, okay. And she was demonstrating to me, and she was like literally telling me what she was saying to people. And I said to her, I said, how would you feel if somebody spoke to our grandmother like that or our mother or your granddaughter who's 5 years old? And I'm telling you, it stopped her in her tracks because her she didn't have that perspective. It was just her own frustration that was dominating her behavior. And she didn't have the awareness, right, that she was treating somebody's daughter, sister, grandmother, whatever, in that manner. And it's sometimes not until you're able to, you know, shine the light on that or ask those questions in that way that people have the awareness and behave in a different way the next time. That, to me, is really healing for the person that's making those kinds of unkind statements, and also gives them the opportunity to circle back around and apologize for the behavior, which can be very healing for the relationship.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I think that sometimes we really do need to step out of a situation and kind of look at it from all sides. And that's why it's helpful to have someone you can talk to and say, hey, this is what's going on and it's really frustrating me. And, you know, be in that type of relationship where the other person can say, well, you know, maybe you're saying this in a way that makes that person feel bad, you know, or whatever. And, you know, really someone who can come back and, you know, challenge the way that we're looking at it and the way that we're approaching it so that we can be like, oh, okay, maybe if I shift my feelings or shift my thinking around this situation, you know, see the other person's innocence or have compassion, then I can approach the situation differently and, you know, change can happen.
Yeah. You have the choice.
Yeah. Well, we have just over a minute left. So is there anything that either of you two want to say before we get off the show tonight?
I just want to say thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you. And, you know, thank you for already, we already have more dates of when Debbie's coming back to talk with us. So I'm super excited for that too.
Yeah, I think as we get ready to leave the first step, which is awareness, I think it's important to consider it being the foundation of the rest of the steps. And we'll continue as we look at the 12 steps to freedom. That awareness is something that once we can practice that skill and really be aware, that it can definitely lead to healing. And as we incorporate the rest of the steps throughout the year, that it's always an awareness that brings us to the place where we can make a mind shift, or we can change something in our attitude or our behavior or the way we react to things. And that awareness is the beginning of all of those changes and those opportunities to face challenge with a positive mindset and a growth mindset, that we're here to grow and learn. So I think awareness is really important, and we've had 1 month to talk about it, and I think we want to keep it at the forefront of our thinking as we progress through the 12 steps to freedom. So again, I'm really glad that we could have this opportunity to share with Debbie, and I always look forward to our weekly call. So thank you, Kelly, for
facilitating. You're welcome. We actually have one more week of awareness, because October is a really long month. So we have 5 Mondays this month, which is something we're not always used to getting. So yeah, we have one more week to talk about awareness, and we'll be integrating all of the subjects that we've kind of talked about this month. And I'm really super excited to do that, and to, hopefully, we'll just continue to bring on more coaches and bring back some of those that are so kind to come back more than once, and, continue to broaden and expand our views on these steps, especially awareness, as Terry said, is, kind of that foundation to build upon as we go throughout the rest of this year. And thank you, everyone, for coming back each week and listening with us. Thank you. We had a new listener on our show tonight, so thank you, whoever you are. We appreciate it. Please come back next Monday and listen to us again. And until then, everyone, be fearless.
Good night.